Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WT Conspiracy, a.k.a. What the Conspiracy. We are your co-hosts. I am Peaswad, and he is...
Sleepy Weasel today. Not Mr., just regular Sleepy Weasel today.
Sometimes he's Sleepy Weasel. Sometimes he's Mr. Sleepy. Sometimes he's Sleepy Weasel 08. Just depends on the day. But today...
And in the background, my dog's here, too. Up on the bed.
Oh.
He's old. The dog's old.
He's licking his foot. Anyways, go ahead.
Today is a special day for us here at the podcast because we are not alone. And I don't mean that in like a weird alien way or something like that. I mean, there are three of us today. Today, I would like to introduce my friend for what, like 20 years, I think? Something right on there. And he is a writer, a director, a filmographist, an artist. He is also a salesman. He's a Renaissance man. He does everything. His name is Kyle. Nickname is Kyle Todd. Last name Todd. Welcome to the podcast, Kyle. Right. Kyle Todd.
Welcome, welcome.
It's good to be here.
Is it?
No, not really. Can I leave?
And that's Kyle Todd, everybody. See you later, buddy. Oh, my God. So, for people that don't know you, which is pretty much everybody, to include Sleepy, I'm the only one who knows you.
That's true. I just met Kyle.
Who are you? And who's your daddy and what does he do? No, who are you and how do you know both of us?
I'm Kyle Todd. Like you said, we went to high school together. Am I reminding you about how we met?
Because I don't
how we know
I
each other.
I don't remember. No, I do. I remember. It's a great story. It's not great, but it's a story.
No, not at all. But we've known each other for over 20 years now, and that's a little sad to realize that.
But we've been friends for 19 out of 20 years. There was that 1 year.
And I was right in the middle.
Yeah. Yep.
But now I'm here to lend a hand and bring some conspiracies that are popular specifically about music.
Whoa, dude. So how do you know Sleepy?
See, that's...
I've been listening to the podcast since it started.
Oh, my goodness. How many listens do you have so far?
He's all of them. He's all of our listens.
Every single listen is him. Thank you for all of your 450-plus listens or whatever it is total we have. You're a swell, gentle sire. You're the YouTube views, too, right?
Yeah, God, all of them. It's the only media I consume now.
That's the way it should be. Conspiracy.
That's the way it should be over the world.
I really like this one because, like, you know, Peaswad and I have sat down and we've touched on quite a few, and we have a list of ones we want to do. This is one I never even thought to do.
You know, like
the conspiracies that come into music stuff. So this is actually a really good one to bring into an episode on for sure.
Yes, queen. but before we jump into it, we got to talk about the stuff that we always talk about. So we are WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. If you would like to email us, please do so. We have had two emails. We've been emailed by two different people. One of them was neither of them were Kyle Todd. Okay. Let's email us, Kyle Todd. We are WTConspiracy @gmail.com. And then we are also on YouTube. If you just search WT Conspiracy, it should come up. We got the circle with the dog, or what is it? Werewolf? Dog? I don't even know.
I don't really know what it is. Like, it could be a dog, could be a weasel. Could be a anteater.
Could,
I don't really know.
Could be a peaswad, you know? Like, what is
it? It could be a peaswad.
What is a peaswad?
I thought you were a peaswad, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, if you search it, there's a plant that's called a peas. Peaswad? I don't even know. It's something stupid. Stupid plant. But country shout out. We do have a new country, and it is Ireland. So thank you for the probably person that has been listening to us in Ireland, and whoever lives in Union City. I don't know where that even is or what country. It's got to be in the United States or in Canada, but Union City, I saw, has like 80% of our views recently. So whoever you are, I love you. Everybody else, I love you too. But that one person in Union City, whoo, I love you. So
okay, I think I know who that is. I know
really,
who that is.
Really.
I think I do because where I grew up, there was a Union City not that far. Like it was, you know what I mean, from where I grew up.
Yeah.
And you know who didn't? Who lives not that far from where I grew up?
Oh yeah, that one person. We're not going to say the name because. Whatever, you know,
people kinda, will know where you live.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of doxes them. But
pretty sure it's him.
Yeah. I know who that is.
Pretty sure it's him.
Cool.
Haha, now I know if you're watching this, now I know where you live.
Sucker. We're going to fight you. Or probably not. We're not violent. But that's house cleaning. So now we get into the fun stuff of catching up. Video games, TV shows, whatever it is. So, yep. Sleepy. What have you been doing? Wait, time out.
Okay.
Before we get into this, I did want to say to everybody, there is breaking news.
There is breaking news. As in, I broke. it literally happened. Last week, I was walking back from the pool in our neighborhood. I was walking, and I got off the sidewalk, trying to take a little shortcut through the neighborhood. I slipped, fell, and I broke my ankle in three places and broke my leg right below my knee.
It's three places?
Yeah. Jeez. And then in addition to that, it tore all the ligaments that attach my ankle to like my lower leg. So it's we have surgery this Tuesday. They're going to put three screws and a plate in there to pull it all back together. The doctor, he said something about using some type of rubber bands to put other stuff back in place so they heal back how they're supposed to. And yeah, so it's I fell. I'm apparently extremely fragile and didn't drink nearly enough milk over the last 36 years.
Fragile.
Yeah, so and I've been hobbling around on these things for about a week, and
those are their crutches.
They feel like a death trap every single time I get on them. So I feel like I'm gonna fall down or they're gonna break.
No, they'll be all right. You'll be all right.
Yeah. So a lot of working from home over the next probably few months. Couple months after the 2 weeks after the surgery, they'll put me in the hard cast, and I'll be in the hard cast from anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks. So, but once we get in the hard cast, we should be able to move around a little bit more because right now it's still splinted from the ER, and so it's splinted and heavily wrapped all the way up to the middle of my thigh, so I can't bend my knee. So getting around the house is as cumbersome as you can imagine.
Yeah.
With trying to carry a dead weight around with you everywhere.
Yeah, I am with that.
But beyond that, I've been watching The Boys. So actually, I didn't watch the last two episodes yet. I didn't watch the finale or the one before that, just because I haven't done it this week. And
that was the finale?
I think so. Wasn't the last one the finale?
Kyle?
Or maybe, the one upcoming might be the finale then. I don't know. I saw something I believe. Go ahead, Kyle.
I was just going to say the one that just aired on Friday is the finale. I haven't seen it yet, though, but I know it is.
I have.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
You want me to tell you about it? I'll tell you about it.
No, don't.
I'll tell you Kyle Todd's joke. I've already said it once on the podcast.
What's that?
Kyle, go ahead, tell him.
I have no idea what joke you're talking about.
Okay, well,
he's probably got tons of jokes. You can't say,
No.
Kyle, tell us a joke.
This is a Kyle Todd staple. So, in the show, you end up finding out that Bruce Willis is dead the whole time.
Oh, yeah. He definitely was.
Yep.
And that's okay to spoil that one because it's movies. I saw that in the theater when I was like a kid. I was like 13.
That's your joke, Kyle. I stole it. I now use it twice on this show, so I can't use it again. Yeah, sue me. I'll give you all $8 I have. So you've watched The Boys but haven't caught up fully. Anything else for you?
I haven't caught up any fully. No, I just kind of been playing Battlefield. I've been playing a little bit more Hell Let Loose, just trying to get into that a little bit.
Battlefield? What? No.
Yeah, and then like I said, try and play Hell Let Loose. And that game, it can be okay as long as you play it as intended. Like mm-hmm. if you play medic, you're not really trying to kill people. Like you're just trying to stay alive and pick people up and just try to help that way. So it's very different, you know. But they did update it a bunch, so it's not nearly as glitchy feeling.
Right.
You don't get stuck on things as much, so it's not too bad. Beyond that, I've mostly just been sitting around my house for the last week because I can't move or go anywhere. So,
and with that,
I'm just kind of stuck.
With that too, we did want to say that he's going to have a surgery on Tuesday. So
mm-hmm.
if he's not feeling up to recording a podcast because he's had surgery on his ankle that's hanging around like gross beef or something off of his leg, you know, there's a possibility we may not record an episode or two or something. So just be prepared. Go back and listen to the other 12 episodes plus this one, so 13 total episodes.
Yeah.
Twice a day. Then that's your whole day. That's what Kyle Todd does, right?
And send us an email every day. Send us an email every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it. Send us an email. So
every day.
Kyle, would you like to go next on catch up?
Yeah, the thing that I've been doing the most at home is playing Shredder's Revenge on PlayStation 4.
Ew,
PlayStation. I've been playing that too. I've been not on PlayStation, but I've been playing that too. It was actually super fun.
Yep. Did you beat it?
Yeah.
Either of you?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I beat it with my kids, actually. Like, I got two of my kids in there with me, and, well, two, the only two I have, but I got my dog, too, in there. No, we beat it. We beat it, completed it, and then I had to find another game that was three players then, because my kids are like, let's do this every night now, and it's like, oh, God. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You opened a can of worms there.
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
Can't close it either.
And they're too old to, like, you know, give them an unplugged controller, too.
Yeah, so, and to forget, you know, too, like, yeah, what were we doing? Like, now it's like, no.
Yeah.
We're going to do this. So, anything else for you? Kyle? Todd?
No, that's about it.
You played Shredder's Revenge. Okay, cool. You haven't watched The Boys.
I've played it about four different times in different modes and stuff. I played the arcade version where you have to do it all in one sitting.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you beat it like that?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's ridiculous.
How it used to be.
This isn't like 18 levels or something. Like, it's a lot.
You can go through them pretty quickly, though.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to beat them all on every difficulty and with every character.
Jesus.
So,
he's completionist.
He's
nice,
got a thing about Ninja Turtles. He always has. He loves Ninja Turtles. His mom loves Campbell's soup. It is what it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I learned two things today. The only thing I remember, I started playing Shredder's Revenge. Like I said, I haven't played it nearly as much as Kyle has, but there's that guy who's like, you need to find all my newspapers. I was like, I don't want to do any of that. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Who cares about
so
your newspapers?
So then was like, you should find all these things. I was like, I don't want to do any of that.
Find all my secret diaries. No.
Yeah, no.
Write
it's like I'm here
one.
To beat up bad guys. Yeah, write another one.
You're
like,
not
why
Anne
are you,
Frank,
why,
you know? We don't need to find your secret diaries. Get
why, off. Why are you leaving these under mailboxes all across the city? Like, this is ridiculous.
Stop giving me chores to do.
Exactly. Know, right? Quit giving me work. It's just, I'm already doing this.
I got enough stuff to do around my house as it is. Leave me alone, kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fighting killer robots, and I don't need to find a book for you.
But underneath of that one toolbox, you know, that's where I put it, so could you get it?
Please go find it.
Middle fingers.
Left in the subway. Left in the subway.
But you're a completionist, so you did find all that stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've never been big on being a completionist on games. I get too... I want to just get through it, you know? Just want to just get point A to point B, you know?
Right.
And then I'm done, you know?
Yeah. For real. So me, I guess. Yeah. I have been doing the streaming thing, Twitch.
Yep.
My new username is PeaseWad. Where I've been playing a lot of Battlefield. Still been playing a lot of Battlefield. Still number 14 on Xbox in heels and number 74 overall on Xbox, PlayStation, and the other one.
Nice.
Computer. Why did I not remember computer? PC.
Computer.
What am I, 100? that's the a YouTubes. Computer, son. The YouTube is this. So, I've been playing that a lot. Weird, right? That's kind of what we do. And like I said, I beat Shredder's Revenge with my kids. And then TV shows. I finished watching The Boys. It was good, as it is, as it has been for the past three seasons. And then I also finished the Umbrella Academy season 3, which I'm sure you did too, Kyle.
Not yet.
Cool. Let me tell you about the end. Bruce Willis.
Oh, cool. That's all I want to know.
Bruce Willis.
I don't watch that, but I catch pieces here and there. My wife watches that.
You're missing out. It's a great show.
It seems interesting. But I'm already watching one show. I'm real bad about watching TV.
I'm watching one show. That's all I can do.
One show. Maybe after that one, maybe I'll watch something else.
Why would we have multiple shows? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, here I am. One thing at a time.
I literally juggle between a podcast, YouTube, and a TV show or two, like all in, like throughout my day. Like I do certain things at certain times. It's like while I'm cooking or while I'm doing cleaning or something, I listen to YouTube while I'm playing a game on my phone, which I don't remember what the hell it's called. Hold on. It's called Royal Match.
Ooh, yep. That's fancy.
It's pretty much Candy Crush, but you're a king. That's so dumb.
King Peaswad.
I'm on like
king
level.
Peaswad.
I think I'm on level 809 or something like that in it. It's so. But I listen to
the only game.
The podcast.
The only game I play on my phone is Bejeweled Blitz. It's the only game I play. A little
you
matching
sound,
game. Get you like three.
You sound old saying that. Just like.
Yeah.
Bejeweled Blitz, like ooh.
Yeah, it's like a little jewel matching game. You know, for old people like me.
We got to say what it is for the young people because they don't know what that is. You say Candy Crush? That's still old.
Yeah.
What is. Mobile games do you play? Like, oh god, what a terrible question.
I'm a mobile gamer. I'm gonna put it in my bio. Mark it down on my
resume. I'm still on Snake. I'm still trying to beat that one.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. Still playing Snake on Nokia.
God.
Nice. God, that was super fun. I remember I had that old Nokia phone.
I did too.
You'd sit there and play that, dude.
The brick.
I was so good at it.
And that damn phone, the charge was forever, it felt like, and it was invincible. So it was like, why would I ever need another phone? Here we are getting a new one every 2 years or whatever.
I didn't get my first phone until I was like 17,
yeah.
18.
Yeah, I think I was too.
Know? Like might have been senior in high school before I even got my first cell phone.
Was I 16? I had to have been 16 when I got mine.
Really? Yeah,
whatever. Whatever. I was rich. What can I say?
I wasn't. To be so blessed.
God.
I remember
so poor.
Having that phone and saying, I had to tell someone, stop texting me. I'm being charged every text that comes in.
Yeah. Nights and weekends.
Yeah, wait till the nights and the weekends to text me.
So weird.
Yeah, God, it's such a weird thing to say now.
We didn't like talk to each other like all day, but then once like, what was it, like 7 or 9 or something in the evening? The nighttime
hit?
Yeah,
then it was free.
Oh, man, we would go ham. What are you doing? Where are we going? What are we drinking at? Kyle's house? Cool, let's go. As 21-year-old plus, right, Kyle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing illegal.
Nothing illegal.
Nothing before, many, many years before that. Nothing. Stay in school. But that is going to be catch up unless you guys have anything else for me.
I don't think I do. I got catch up.
Nope. Kyle's shaking his head. This is a podcast, Kyle. You have to say things out loud.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Kyle,
no,
how
I
many
am...
other podcasts have you been on before?
Well, I was on... Joe Rogan once.
So weird. I was going to
besides that, this is the first one.
I was going to say you were on Joe Rogan. You were weird. Now you're so famous from our tens of viewers. They'll see you on our YouTubes.
So I'm talking about.
Are you excited?
The YouTubes.
Yes.
Where can people find you at? Are you on Instagram or the Twitter?
Nowhere, actually. Like,
mystery.
I do not post anything.
I don't either. I'm so bad. That's why we have my sister doing our social media. Because it's like, we're just too old for that stuff, you know?
Like I personally have, like, Facebook, but, like, I don't post anything. I, like, use it to, like, read sports news, and that's pretty much it.
Yep.
Like, all of my social media basically comes from, like, Discord.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Pretty much all of it.
And I barely check that, so it's like, yeah, exactly. Ugh. God.
I get my news from Letterkenny reruns. That's where I get all my news.
Let's figure it out then. All right, Kyle. You ready?
Yes.
It is your time to shine. So what's going to happen today is we're going to go through music conspiracies. Kyle is going to read them to us. There's an ant infestation in my house. If you see me in the video doing this, it's because I'm killing an ant.
Nice.
Love it. Kyle Todd is going to tell us about conspiracies of musical. My eyeball just went blurry. Of music. And we are going to, of course, react and talk as well. And then at the end of the podcast, we will then guess which one of the three musical conspiracies is not real. Because he made up one of them. Right?
Yes. Yes.
That doesn't sound very confident, the way you're saying yes.
So they're all.
I swear.
By the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there.
Would you serenade me? Or Todd? Kyle Todd?
Okay, so in reality, all three are going to be not fake. They're all going to be real. But I'm still going to tell you which one I think is fake at the end of this all. So after you, my guy.
All right. We'll see if this one is the one that you choose, because this is the one that you've already mentioned before in a previous episode. So we'll start off with Avril Lavigne. Mm-hmm. She is not the Avril Lavigne that first came out. The current Avril Lavigne is a replacement.
Yeah.
So the conspiracy is around 2003.
I graduated.
She was replaced. She couldn't take being famous anymore. Yeah. And so they would bring in this girl that looked exactly like her called Melissa and replace her in certain events. But then Avril Lavigne's grandpa dies, mm-hmm. and Avril Lavigne commits suicide.
Oh my
so
god.
This takes a huge jump.
Wow, that's dark.
So now Melissa's the full time Avril Lavigne.
Okay.
Well, I've heard of this one too. You know, as far as like, you know, her, you know, you said committing suicide and then not liking to be in the spotlight. So they would use her on these Melissa on these different things. But yeah, like, I mean, that's a similar one. I don't know. Hopefully, the next one you're going to cover isn't the other one, because it's between her. There's several other musicians that they claim aren't alive anymore that were replaced. You know, you get her, Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm. John Lennon.
But I mean,
it was Paul McCartney. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure John Lennon. I think they recorded him. I think that happened, right?
Pretty sure. They replaced John Lennon with another John Lennon?
No. He got shot, right?
Yeah, he did. He did.
I found something on this.
By a super fan.
Avril Lavigne, it says here, is alive and well and even proved it by marrying Nickelback frontman Chad Kroeger in 2013.
What? That but doesn't she, prove yeah. anything. Like,
yeah, it does. She did that on purpose. Say, look, I married Chad Kroeger, so alive. I'm obviously
what,
alive.
What person who was actually alive would marry Chad Kroeger, first off?
Everybody?
You would marry Chad Kroeger? I always knew that you were a Nickelback fan, Kyle Todd.
Spider-Man 2 soundtrack is you know, my jam. You know this.
Something I don't know the words today. I don't know the words, but yes.
So to elaborate a little bit on this, during her second CD, after she had been replaced, she had a photo shoot where Melissa was written across her fist for a photo shoot. Oh. And it's never explained. And also, she left clues saying that she isn't the real Avril Lavigne.
Oh, like that one lyric that's like, I'm not actually Avril Lavigne.
The song Nobody's Home, just some of the lyrics from it is, I couldn't tell you why she felt the that way. She felt it every day. Just very generic lyrics about...
That could mean anything. But, like...
But nope, people have taken this and like, this is her telling us that.
It could literally be a person who's gassy. You know, like, I don't know why she felt that way. Because she was gassy. You know, like, no, that's Melissa.
Also, the song Slipped Away has the lyrics, the day you slipped away was the day I found it won't be the same. Like, it's just very generic emotional lyrics about anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that people point to is that after her first CD, she changed physically. She started smiling with her teeth, where she didn't smile with her teeth before.
But that's because she had a snaggle tooth, which I can say confidently, my two eye teeth were like in the top of my mouth when I was a kid. So like, I look like a damn vampire. So I mean, she got her teeth fixed. He probably got veneers. Oh. That's why she is now look at my teeth, smiling.
Well, that too. And then plus, I mean, I saw a meme the other day that it was talking about, you're not just, you know, you're not ugly, you're poor. So like, once you get money, obviously you can afford, you know, different things. It's, your appearance is going to change drastically, you know, compared to after you have money.
Just wait till I get money. This ugly mug is going to still be ugly.
Some of the pictures I saw, they were just showing like blemishes. Like, it was literally like pimples and stuff. Like, oh, she doesn't have this pimple here anymore. It's like, yeah, she's just growing up.
She did it.
Pimples go away.
Unless you're me, I still have a couple more. God damn it.
So this one, the rumor started around 2011 on this Brazilian blog. Then it kind of picked up steam in about 2015 again, when BuzzFeed did an article about it.
Of course.
Where they interviewed the person that did the Brazilian blog, where they even pointed out that they were trying to see how far a conspiracy theory could go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot like the birds aren't real thing, where it's like, I'm just going to put this out there and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You ever heard the conspiracy theory about white lightning? I'm just saying.
It's incredible. It's incredible what people, like, if you put, it's out there just as, with the internet and just how things flow and work with, for consumption, just how far people go. It just blows my mind. It's crazy.
People see stuff on, like, Facebook and they're like, this is real, see? And it's like, well.
And that's exactly how this conspiracy theory keeps going, is that people will keep seeing it, but not, like, the entire article. So they'll just see, like, oh, Avril Lavigne was replaced. Mm-hmm. And so every few years, it kind of keeps going again and again. Yep. She has been specifically asked about this, and she just says that it's weird. She says, no, I'm not dead. I'm right here.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, there's not much that you can do at that point.
Melissa is not dead. Is Avril Lavigne's real name actually Avril Lavigne? Or is it like, you know, like Samantha Dubelwop or something stupid?
Dubelwop.
It's a real last name.
I don't know. I don't even want to try to spell Lavigne. I'm not doing that.
Her name is Avril Ramona Lavigne.
Oh,
yeah, she's her real name.
Nice. Ramona. That's cool. I can dig that.
So you got the facial, you got all the changes that you were talking about that point to, you know, people are pointing to why it's not the same person. I was also reading here, they say like during like red carpet events and events where she'd have to go out, like promote her album, stuff like that. Prior to what they, you know, her death, she used to wear, you know, like more pants. She had more of that, like, you know, skater look, this and that. And then once she passed away, you know, Melissa liked wearing dresses more. So if you look from before she passed away to when she was replaced, everything after that, she's wearing more dresses to these red carpet events. Like you said, smiling with her teeth more. Just between the clothing and then the actual looks vastly different than she did when she first came to notoriety, I guess you'd say.
Okay, so when you were younger, did you wear the same clothes 10 years later than what you were wearing? Like,
I've always been a big fan of cargo shorts and khaki shorts.
Okay.
I didn't used to wear tank tops, though.
So, see?
Like, that's
you're new, not even the real sleepy.
New weasel thing. Like, I wear tank tops.
You're sleepy 2.0.
Anytime aren't you? I'm not at work. Yeah, and now that we're working from home because of the leg, it's all tank tops. Like, we don't all put on regular clothes. And basketball shorts, because getting anything on is horrendous.
Me too. No, I mean, t-shirts t-shirts sometimes, and basketball shorts.
And to be honest, they can ask Avril Lavigne all they want if she's been replaced or not. Like she's going to tell you. If Melissa's been replaced, she's not going to tell you. So
she would never say anything.
So is it possible you could find somebody who looks identical to someone else and put them out there as a different person? I mean, it's possible. It's not feasible, but you know, it's, I guess.
I mean, if they said to me, like, oh, you look like this celebrity, go be that celebrity. And then they said, I'd be like, no. But then they'd be like, how much money would I have gotten? And I'm sure she makes pretty good money. So, yeah, I think I would do it.
She's obviously, she's not married to the guy from Nickelback anymore, right? They got divorced?
No.
Yeah.
They got divorced. She was already married to the singer of Sum 41.
Yeah. Yep.
They got divorced as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
So she's single.
It's because, but you're not. Poor you.
That's true. I'm not. I'm kidding. All joking aside.
So, yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think so? You don't think it's real?
Kyle? You think it's real?
Yes. No, I don't.
Who's the one telling us that it's not real? Yeah, that's probably real.
I thought you said these were all real, P1.
Oh, no. 2 out of 3 are real.
This is the beginning.
2 out of 3 are real. Okay. So we're supposed to guess which one's fake.
So we already figured out the fake one? Right off the bat?
Yep. Cast over. See you guys later.
Oh, man. So, all right. Cool. So what do we got?
Excuse me.
So the next one, unfortunately, you guys kind of spoiled it. It's Paul McCartney was replaced.
What?
Yeah, when I mentioned that, I was worried that that was going to be
no.
One
he didn't
of them.
Die in a car crash, potentially, right? I know so many conspiracy theories. There's something wrong with me.
In 1966, Paul got in a fight with the other members of the Beatles,
mm-hmm.
and left the studio, got in a car crash, and then they replaced him. The government was part of this because they were so afraid that there'd be mass suicide and civil unrest.
National
that they
treasure.
Had to replace.
Which would make sense.
They had to.
How popular they were. Like, I could see that.
Literally the biggest band ever. Like, literally, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I could see that.
The rumor started in around 1967, the next year. It started to gain popularity on college campuses in 1969 with there's a couple different articles in like the college papers that just kind of brought this to light and like kind of connected the dots, so to say. A lot of people were eager to believe it. They were willing to believe something just from all the things that they've heard about the Vietnam War and the JFK assassination years before. That
wait, what happened to JFK?
People were more willing to.
I've never heard about this. What happened to JFK?
That's for another time.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice.
I say that because I have no idea. I'm just stalling.
Hopefully you guys learn so that way you can teach me what happened. The bad part is the anniversary of JFK's assassination is also my wedding anniversary. So cool. Ooh. Happy anniversary. Also,
is that why you chose that?
Yeah, that was, I was like, yep. Now I'll never forget. Son of a gun.
So they held a Beatles lookalike contest and, or a Paul lookalike contest. And, there's two names that go around. It's either William Campbell or Billy Shears. It's
Billy Shears.
That was the replacement.
It's Billy Shears. William Campbell. No, it's Billy Shears.
I wonder how you promote the Paul McCartney lookalike contest. Like, do you just like find people and bring them in or like,
this
like
is
flyers?
Also
like, I'm confused.
Yeah, this is also back in the day though. They didn't have like internet, so people were actually out and doing stuff in real life.
But I think why would you have a contest? If you found somebody who looked like him, I'd be like, that one, and just get him. You know?
It's like, all right, hold a pretend competition where the winner gets $100.
That was a lot of money back then. I think. I don't know.
The winner gets 45 cents, which in today's money is like $1,000. Probably.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Math.
How much was a carton of eggs in 1969?
If I divide by six.
Why don't you buy six? All right. I'm sorry, Kyle. Go ahead.
Jesus.
Again, just the same way with Avril Lavigne, where Melissa was so distraught that she put lyrics revealing the secret. The Beatles did the same thing.
Yeah.
So they had lyrics, and they would also put stuff on their album
cover art.
So like one of the big ones is the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Club album cover.
Yep.
Paul's the only one facing forward, and while all the other Beatles are facing Paul, Paul is holding a black instrument that's it represents death. The person behind Paul holds his hands open above Paul, which represents death in certain religions.
Which religions? What? I've never heard of that.
It's like, it's one of those things where after the fact,
yeah,
you can find something. It's like, that's
all right, in Buddhism everybody knows that if you hold up a circle above somebody's head, they're dunzo like a lunzo. I don't know if that's a break from Buddhism. Yeah. I made that up.
Some of the lyrics, the most famous one is in I'm the Walrus. If you play it backwards, it says Paul is dead.
Yep.
Where they, because they were so full of guilt about replacing their friend Paul that they had to put it out there so someone could figure it out. That, you know, it's just weird that they wouldn't just come out and say it. They had to secretly put it out there.
Yep. Well, I mean, if the government was involved, what is the government going to do? The government's not going to kill them, replace them all. Oh God, I never thought about that.
They could. Like, whatever you think the government's doing that is horrendous, just imagine something like a million times worse.
Yeah.
And that's probably what they're actually doing.
I've seen it firsthand.
You know?
I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah. I have not. I have not. I was never in the military.
I've
never worked for the government.
Many eggs being cooked in a dining facility. It was ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe it, man.
I mean, and then obviously you got the conspiracy theory that we're talking about with the Paul McCartney thing, but then also, you know, in addition to that, you know, it really drove record sales up for yep. Beatles albums, like when that rumor came out, you know, and the sales executives and marketing people for that, for what was the company that did their stuff? Capitol Records. said it was probably the biggest month they ever had after this, after the theory gained a little bit of traction.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe the record company put it out there, you know, to try to see if they could increase some sales, make some more money.
And that's a thing too that does happen. Like right after any celebrity who's like well known dies, people were like, I want to remember them. And then they go and buy their music or movies or whatever it is, and their revenues just skyrocket. And it's kind of like, you know, like, let's get you out of here before your worth isn't gone, which is one of the main reasons why people think like Tupac didn't die and Elvis didn't die. And the whole band of Good Charlotte didn't die, you know.
The band of Good Charlotte died.
Yeah, they did. Right, Kyle?
I didn't know that. Oh, they did?
Fell off a cliff, died on impact.
Oh, nice. Nice.
All at the same time.
Was not aware.
Terrible accident.
Simultaneously. It's crazy.
Rest in peace, Good Charlotte.
Rest in peace, Good Charlotte. That's in the chat. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
One of my favorite things was on the song Strawberry Fields Forever. The fans could swear that in the background they heard I Buried Paul, which, you know, fueled this. But what Lennon actually said was cranberry sauce.
Yeah. I buried Paul. That's what it is. And he's like, no, it's cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce.
I was hungry. We were recording all day. What do you mean?
Like, with this album cover, with all these things that pointed to Paul's death, they released like the outtake pictures or like the different poses, and they were just trying just a bunch of random stuff, and just that was the picture that they settled on. So it's one of those where, again, you have the ending, which is Paul is dead. Now you can go back and try to connect these dots that don't have any connection.
Yeah, but there was another one too with that. I guess that in, you know, that famous picture on Abbey, what is it? I don't know what it is. Some street where they're walking.
Oh, Abbey Road.
That's it. In the picture, the three of them are wearing shoes and Paul is not. And that's because Paul is dead or something.
Yep. Like, he's also the only one out of step. Everybody else has the same.
It's because
it's
the
same position.
Different person or something.
And it's like, no, they took like three pictures and that was the best one out of the three pictures that they did.
It's a busy street. We only have so much time and ability to do this. Plus they're the Beatles. Like, they're going to get mobbed.
In 1993, Paul released an album and the title of it is Paul Is Alive, or Paul Is Live. And it was a live album. Like, he definitely obviously knows about it and, you know, makes fun of it himself.
Liar.
In 2009, Time magazine said it was one of the most enduring conspiracy theories.
Really? That's interesting.
Oh, it is. It was one of the first ones kind of there was a radio station that somebody, there was a DJ who was talking about it a whole bunch. It was like an hour or two before he got pulled for breaking format, but it was broadcast to about 30 or 40 U.S. states.
Dang.
For over an hour, when they were discussing the whole conspiracy theories behind it. So it's also one of those things where it's not the first one, but like one of the earlier ones, you know, maybe discussed on national radio program or something like that, and kind of spread more widely than some of the, you know, other ones that we've discussed in prior episodes, which are, you know, more folklore or I saw this and this guy saw this and then my cousin was there who knew a guy whose mechanic fixed his tire once. You know.
Yep. In 1969, they held, like, in New York State, there was a TV special where they had a celebrity lawyer, and they heard from quote unquote witnesses about all of this. So even back then, it was just along with the radio station fueling all this stuff,
and it's that thing where even bad publicity is still good publicity because your name is being put out there. So it's like, is it helping? Yeah, actually. So now we need to make sure that we put out that sleepy 2.0, that you're a different sleepy now because you wear tank tops.
Because I wear tank tops and flip-flops and sunglasses. I used to wear sunglasses either.
You used to be a guy known as Awake Badger.
Awake Badger.
Now you're known as Sleepy Weasel. Awake Badger.
That's what happened. Are you getting paid? Serious, why would you wear regular shirts when you wear tank tops? This is so much more comfortable. Like, all the time.
Imagine
being so famous that you get to be interviewed and like people are like, so are you dead? It's just like, no. Like, how? Like,
look at me. What do you mean?
Like imagine being that.
Oh, you got me.
Yeah.
You got me.
You got me.
I feel
like
bad.
That's so funny.
Like, if something were to happen and we were to get famous from this, you had to find a replacement for me. It's like, let's go find a whole bunch of ugly dudes and which one looks like him the most, you know? Like, no, it's not going to happen. It'll just be a one-man show. Not you,
be a
Kyle.
One-man show. So, it'd be me and Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle would take over and then just pretend that you're me. Hi, I am.
That's right.
Peaswad, probably.
Yeah.
Hello,
we'll just dub
children.
It with old footage, you know, like a Japanese TV show.
Yes.
You know?
I'm going to do a little bit of that in editing and see what I can do.
Do it.
I'm not good at editing like that.
Same.
Kyle, continue with your whatever you're saying.
I mean, that's all the information I had on that one.
That one?
Okay. So I guess, is it true or not?
Well, one of the three you made up. We're not saying that any of these conspiracies are true, because that's ridiculous. But which one did you make up? So far, out of the two that you've already said, I already knew about the two. So whatever this next one is, if I haven't heard of this before, this has got to be the one that's fake.
I would be more apt to believe that Avril Lavigne would be dead more than Paul McCartney being dead.
No.
I base that on nothing besides my personal opinion. So.
I think that it'd be way easier to replace Paul McCartney only because...
I think he's too famous.
Well, no. They didn't have internet. You know, it all goes back to internet. So it's like, you got smartphones and all this stuff. Like,
that's true.
Nobody sees and hears any of this stuff. And it's like, if one person sees it, it's like, I saw that he was dead. And it's like, no, you didn't. You're crazy. But now it would be like, click, Paul McCartney's dead.
Yeah, and all the people who would have seen him live when he was younger are already pretty old now. You know, they're all pretty old or not here anymore. So it's not really a lot of people to refute, you know. Like, I saw him live once and he looked like this. I'd be like, be quiet, Grandma. It's just sit back down.
Go back to the home. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kyle.
Go ahead, Kyle.
All right. So the third one, something completely different.
Yeah, right.
The singer Andrew W.K. is not the real Andrew W.K.
Oh, my God. I literally had his song stuck in my head the other day.
Dude.
And it makes me think of your stupid face because of it.
You know what's awesome? Like, Brett said, I love Andrew W.K. listen to him.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
For the listeners that don't know who Andrew W.K. is, here's a list of some of his songs.
Yes.
Party Hard, It's Time to Party, We Party, You Shout, Long Live the Party, Party Till You Puke, and Party, Party, Party.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
So what are his songs about?
I remember a few
years. Mostly taxes.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Hard times in your life.
I remember a few years ago, there was a rock station around Atlanta that would play Party Hard every Friday at 5 o'clock.
Nice.
They're not around anymore. This is like when I first moved down here years and years ago. But
is that
every Friday at 5 o'clock, they played that song.
They got removed because they only played that song at 5 o'clock?
I don't really know. I don't really listen to a lot of radio anymore. I'm more of like a sports talk radio.
That's why they got taken off, because you stopped listening to them.
That's probably why. Like, this dude, this guy's not listening anymore. Scrap the whole thing.
Close it down. We're done.
Yeah. So is this theory that he was replaced as well, or like that he just doesn't exist, or what's this theory based on?
So So he, Andrew W.K.
He's a mythical
is
creature.
A concept, basically.
Oh, okay.
So the rumor goes that it's a group of people came together and formed Andrew W.K. There's one theory that says he was made by Dave Grohl, because Andrew W.K. opened for the Foo Fighters before he had even released his album. And so they say Dave Grohl is behind all of it.
What? He's probably under the same record label. that's how it normally it, like, works.
Dave Grohl had seen him at a concert and asked them to perform for him, that's what Dave Grohl says, mm-hmm. if we're to believe Dave Grohl.
Yeah, God.
But it starts with, so his first album comes out in 2001, and on that album, there's an executive producer, and his name is Steve Mike. That's his name.
Mm-hmm. Tell him Steve.
Steve is spelled S-T-E-E-V, Steve.
Oh, that's fake.
So the thing is, Steve Mike does not exist outside of Andrew W.K. You cannot find any information about the Steve Mike except on Andrew W.K.'s album.
They're a producer, or they're a writer, or what is it?
It executive producer is what they're like on the album. He is credited as. Even Andrew W.K.'s drummer for 3 years never met this Steve Mike. But Andrew W.K. talked like he was an actual person that would give him advice.
Hmm. But I mean, if you have a group of producers and you're the producer that's in control of the music, the vocals, and this guy's the one who's in control of percussion, you know, like if you're in control of percussion, I'm in control of vocals, you wouldn't talk to me. You would talk to the percussion guy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I've never made an album, so I'm not sure how that works.
I've made a rap album before. It was awful.
Did you?
Yeah. Yes.
He's heard it. You've heard it, actually.
Oh, he said yes? Oh, it's not good?
No, you've heard it before. You've heard me in a rap song before. Sleepy. And Kyle.
Yeah, I've heard you do them before. But you made a whole album, though?
We made enough songs that could be called an album, I guess.
You could have released an album.
Yeah, it would have been really bad, but yeah,
You should chase that dream.
there's no dream there. There never was. I always said I like making rap music with you guys. You know, pretty much just meant I like drinking beer and then making music together.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds great. So Andrewis Walter Cronkite.
Yes, perfect.
Nailed it.
What does the WK stand for?
Andrew Wilkes Cryer.
That's so made up. Wilkes Cryer.
So he comes out with his first CD, his first album in 2001. What kind of propels this is for a second album, he took control. So Steve Mike, is no longer the executive producer, but all the songs are different. They're tonally and musically. Andrew W.K. decided to play all the instruments himself on this album. Oh. Mm-hmm. And so he took, like, the theory is that he pushed Steve Mike out of the way because he was getting too big for, you know, getting a big head and building himself up. Hmm. So he took control of the whole situation. In 2004, the following year, he was replaced at a concert. The security and fans could tell that the person on stage was not Andrew W.K. He was also slimmed down and had different facial hair, which you can not do, apparently. You can't lose weight and
How dare you lose weight and shave? Impossible.
Was he like replaced mid show, or did he like start the show? And it just like as somebody, you know what I mean?
Some dude comes
like
out.
He's like, they thought it was.
He foot shorter, 80 pounds less, no facial hair. I am Andrew WK halfway through the show, and it's like, no, you're not.
Later on in that same year, 2004, on Andrew WK's official website, it says it was hacked, and threats of blackmail from someone that they said they co-created Andrew WK's persona and demanded to be included in the production of the third album, claiming to be Steve Mike. Andrew WK responded on his website, said, "Please don't believe Steve Mike. I used to call myself Steve Mike a long time ago, and it's nothing now. Someone is trying to confuse you to make me look bad."
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, this has got so, this has got like almost like it's like real, you know, like.
Yeah, I know it, right?
Wait.
So, yeah, someone hacked his website, said, "This is Steve Mike. I want to be included in this new CD new album that's coming up." And he's like, no, I'm Steve Mike. Don't believe, like, it's just,
But Andrew WK said, no, someone's trying. Steve Mike. Are you used to be called Steve Mike?
He said, I used to call myself Steve Mike a long time ago. Someone is just trying to confuse you and make me look bad.
What?
Like, that's crazy.
Okay. Maybe he has DID.
But
what is it? Dissociative identity disorder? Or
it
used to be called so, personality?
In 2006, in an interview with The Guardian, Andrew WK said, "At the end of 2004, an old friend of mine got in some business trouble and basically decided to take it out on me." To cut a long story short, this person is someone I worked with very closely and had a formal and family business relationship. Due to various complaints this person had with me, I was unable to turn my life, they were able to turn my life upside down. I wasn't allowed to use my own name in certain parts of the U.S. entertainment industry.
He wasn't able to use which name?
So,
Andrew WK Steve Mike?
Andrew WK.
Okay.
So, around this time, he was set to release a third album, but it couldn't be released in the U.S. for some reason. It got released over in Japan, and
what was holding it back? Do you know?
The reasoning is that
what was holding it back? Do you know? And you started to say it, so
this legal from this person basically sued him, saying, "I own Andrew WK as a persona. Like, you can't release this."
Oh.
Mm.
So, okay, he used to be a person, some other name.
Well, I think what you have here is you have Andrew WK as an idea or a concept.
Right.
As like a product.
Right.
And this other guy, Steve, is saying he came up with it, and this whoever the guy on stage is was the one performing it, and then he ended up just taking it over and stealing it, essentially, is what Steve is saying.
Like
Steve
Avril said, Lavigne,
"You stole my idea."
Yeah, like Avril Lavigne's first album, where she was punk rock and a skater boy or whatever she was. And then in the next one, she didn't do that. So it's like the first one was like a concept album, you know, and that's what I think it is, too, is Steve Dave and Andrew WK, if they're different people or whatever it is. I'm so confused at all of that. They just said, "We should do this," and they did it together. And then Andrew WK was like, second album's like, "Okay, I don't need you anymore. I'm gonna take this over." And that's when Steve Mike said, "No, this is our concept. I should own it," or something.
Go ahead.
So this was 2006, in 2008. Andrew WK at a speaking engagement says, "I am not the same guy that you have seen from my first album. I'm not that same person. I don't mean that in a logical or conceptual way, it's not the same person at all. Do I look like the same person? And there's audio of him saying this.
Yeah, I need to hear, listen to this. This is crazy.
And then he alludes to basically like we all change. Like that's what he says he was getting at. But again, he specifically says I'm not that person. So
everything that you say as a celebrity will get dissected, looked at, and changed into stuff. So you have to be very careful of what you say.
You can spin just about anything how you want to spin it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So now, are they saying, like, as far as, like, obviously we went over the whole concept and idea of NWK, are they saying that the front man who allegedly stole the persona and the whole idea, he was replaced as well? Is that what that's saying?
Yeah, there's so many.
Is what fans are saying? Yeah.
Like, there's kind of two conspiracies in the same conspiracy.
Conspiracyception.
They say that after the first album, that he was replaced with a second person because he got too big and thought he was the entire thing. Mm-hmm. And so they replaced him after that. But he in interviews and different discussions, he'll go back and just say these little things that you're like, well, is it true?
Yeah. You know, out of all three that we've discussed, like, this one is actually kind of, would be feasible to an extent, you know, as far as the way business works and ideas and things like that.
Yeah, I agree. I fully agree. Like, oddly enough, this is one of the ones we've done on the show that I've been like, oh, you know, like, oh, God.
Wheels turn a little bit.
Yeah. You know? Most of the time it's like, this is ridiculous. We're done. Nope. God.
So, in 2015, he has an interview with Larry King. Larry King straight out asked him about all of this going on. And Andrew WK says he's been dreading someone asking me. And he compares Andrew WK himself to Santa Claus. If you don't believe that Santa exists, does that mean that the joy you receive from the idea of Santa is less valid? And then he says Steve Mike is a group of people. So he comes out and says that it was a group of people. Whereas before he said it's himself. He said it was a guy that he used to know. Like, he just adds to this kind of weird web of things.
I have no idea what's going on. So... what do we know? Any
this
truth?
This is a deep one.
So, and this next part you have to take with a grain of salt because anybody could be saying this, but this person claimed to be a classmate in high school with Andrew WK. And he goes on to say, one day in acting class, the teacher had us all stand up and talk about our dreams. Most of the kids said they wanted to be a famous actor or I want to be on Broadway. I said to make movies. Andrew went last. He stood up very slowly. I want to craft my own non-existence. The teacher asked what he meant, and he's like, exactly what I said. After class, I asked Andrew about how are you going to craft your own non-existence? I don't remember exactly word for word he said, but essentially he said, first I'm going to make myself undeniably exist as a recognizable and identifiable form. Then I'm going to spend the rest of my life working to eliminate that and prove that its existence was not an impossible illusion all along, but because... people have already seen it, they will experience the sensation equal to maximum pleasure.
So
thank you, Andrew WK.
Everything we just talked about, now there's another theory that he is going back and trying to sabotage himself to try to tell people that he does not exist. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I hope that's real. God, I hope that's real.
And I like him so much more now.
What a guy.
So So this last year, he had an album. He had a new album coming out, and it actually got really good reviews. And then before it was coming out, and then a week or two after it was released, he deleted all his social media and canceled all his tour dates. So, and the only thing that we've known between that time and this time is that he is engaged to the actress Kat Dennings. You may know her from one of the Two Broke Girls.
Yeah.
Or the,
broke girl,
Natalie Portman's friend in Thor.
Yeah.
In the Thor movies.
Oh, okay.
And he will occasionally show up in her Instagram photos. Like when they would, like on their anniversary or I think Valentine's Day, there's just a picture of them. It doesn't go into very much detail.
Does he still wear like the, the white t-shirt with blood all down the front of it when he's in every photo with her?
Obviously. I would have to go back and
obviously. Yeah.
I think that's just form to him now. Like that's just his skin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cuz that
now,
person
you say like he the shirt's he not deleted real. All of this. The shirt's not real.
No. The person who wore the white shirt that had blood down it, that person's not even real.
It might not be.
That's what
he's
trying to get.
But he said he deleted all of his social media and everything. Did the album still release? He didn't like take
Yeah,
so he so he put out an album and then just deleted himself from as much as he could from the internet, huh? That's
the view.
God, I hope
this
is true. Did I? No.
Kyle, have you listened to the album?
Yeah, I have.
Is it good?
It's. I like it. It's
how many bananas?
It's a little bit different. 2.5 bananas.
2.5 bananas.
That's
not bad.
I can listen to it, but I'm not going to go back to it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about bananas too. Wait, what? That doesn't make any sense.
You don't like bananas?
No,
I like
bananas. I love bananas.
I like bananas. I don't like banana flavoring. Yeah, that's weird to say, but like, I eat bananas because they're healthy. Like, but I'm not gonna eat like banana, like cream pie, like or like banana pudding. You know,
I don't like real fruit.
Either because they're healthy.
Fake fruit. We're the exact opposite. No. Kyle eats like me. Like we're still like in the little kid stage.
But I don't like I'm not like an organic, like don't give me organic fruit, like pump that stuff full of stuff to make it delicious and sweet, you know, so just as whatever you can put in there to make it taste better, you know, I'm all
take
for
every GMO available, please.
Yeah, get the dirt off it from the field and stuff, wash it, you know, I don't want any of that.
I do.
Hashtag yuck.
I love it, the dirt. God, I'm telling
that's
you
that's an awesome conspiracy theory.
That last
that's a good
one was
one.
Like whoa,
that's a good one. That might be one of the better, one of the best ones across all episodes. I'm not joking. That's a really good
cool.
one. I like it.
Cool. Thanks. Showing us up on our own show. Who do you think you are, Kyle Todd?
Well, that's what he's here for. He's here to spice things up.
You're spicy.
And now my job is done. I can leave.
If Kyle was like, my job is done, I can leave, bye. And then he just
closed out.
Like, he actually left. Like, okay. Conspiracy, where did Kyle go?
Did Peacewad and Sleepy get rid of Kyle? Because he showed them up? That's another new conspiracy. But
yeah,
he's still here. We can see him. We didn't get rid of him.
Yeah, as far as all the ones that we discussed, like, that one's feasible. And there's so many layers to it.
Yeah.
Imagine being a persona and then putting out there that you weren't really a person but an idea, and then trying to destroy your own idea of what people believe to be you.
That's meta
like,
stuff, man.
That's crazy. Like
that. And what's weird is, so even if we decide that, yes, Andrew WK doesn't actually exist, who started that? Like, because we've had that it was created by a group of people, but we've also had that he created it, the idea, all along.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of that just feeds into that original idea of, I'm just going to go out there and mess with people.
So it's his real name is Andrew Wilbur Kringlehoffen or whatever you said. That's his real name, though.
I mean, that's what we have to go by.
So who is Steve Stiller?
I want to see his birth certificate.
Yeah, Obama. Let me see that birth certificate. But so I guess Steve Mike is his alternate persona, I guess.
It's either his or
it's a real person,
a group of people,
or a group of
yeah.
people,
or yeah, like, yeah, one person. Like,
geez, man, this is amazing. I've never, I mean, you and I have talked about this like before, not like this, like just very general. Like, I know that you and I have talked about this, Kyle, about different conspiracy theories and stuff, and you said something about, oh yeah, Andrew WK replaced, and we said, I think you said Avril Lavigne replaced. But I didn't know it was like this.
Oh, I didn't either. I knew that the theory was that there was just a group of, or like one or two people that have replaced each other. But doing research, it just goes more in depth and all these like That's weird wild. Tangents.
I love it. I do. I love it. That was crazy.
The thing is, I don't think we're done. I like.
There may be more to this story.
I feel like something's going to happen here in the next year, and it's just
still evolving. Yeah,
yeah.
That's awesome.
He's going to take his mask off. Aha! I really am Steve Mike. Surprise.
possibly. But I think Kyle's right. Like, if the conspiracy theory is true, and he's trying to disprove his own existence, you know, then what else is he going to do in a year or so? Like, you know, what else is he going to pull, or what
Fake
else is he going to do
death?
To try to further disprove to us that that Andrew WK does not exist?
Does he fake his own death? Or is that
Maybe.
Too much?
Like, I could see that happening.
And then he comes, mm-hmm. like, people
I could see
him
that being
later,
the next
and he's
step.
Like, no, I'm not Andrew WK, I'm Steve Mike. Oh.
Ooh, full circle.
Yeah. Wow.
And then Steve Mike comes out and says, yeah, this guy who passed away, he stole all my stuff, da da da. I'm really the one, and I'm just going to pick up where it went off.
And then he starts making music as Steve Mike. And it's the exact same as his first album, Party, Party, Party.
Nope, he makes it as he assumes, because Andrew WK is an idea. So he just starts to be like, well, I'm Andrew WK. And at that point, he just assumes it, even though it's always been him. But he has effectively just shown us that the previous person was not real, if he does that.
So he keeps going as Andrew WK, but he's really Steve Mike. He'll come out and be like, say like, hey, I'm Steve Mike. I'm playing Andrew WK. Yeah.
But then in our heads, we always think, oh, this guy who was Andrew WK is actually gone. Like, he's dead. He's gone. And then he just picks up and just does his same music career.
Oh my God.
We'll see.
If you listen to this, Andrew WK, you could take that idea, because that sounds so sick. I think that's really the way to go. That is so meta.
Wow.
Oh my God. Okay, cool. I think I need to take a nap now.
My brain hurts.
Yeah. God. Okay, so out of the three that we have here, Sleepy, which one did Kyle make up?
Kyle made up. See, I know about the. I've heard about the other two, but I haven't heard about this one. But this one's got to be. I think if any of them are fake, it would probably be. And after you talked about the camera stuff, the one that it would be fake would be Avril Lavigne being dead. Like, Paul McCartney, no one's really around. And this one, I mean, this one with the Andrew WK one, that is just, there are so many different levels and layers of that. It really sounds, like something Andrew WK would do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it definitely does. You know?
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know.
I think the Andrew WK is real. I think that's a real thing. Like, I think all of it's, like, real. You know? Like, just because it sounds so cool.
Okay, allegedly, it sounds real.
Yeah, allegedly, it sounds real. The bad part is I knew the other two so much about them already, you know? So you didn't make up any of them. That's my guess.
I did not make up any of them.
You lied to us. You said you made up one of them.
No, you said that, and I just agreed.
Yeah. I think. I don't
and
know.
You specifically also said that you did not make up any of them. So good.
I did say that. I started with the... I really wanted to talk about the Andrew WK one. Mm-hmm. And so I researched other music conspiracies. And this kept reoccurring where the singer is replaced with a different person.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I just thought I'd group them all together and bring it into one, but...
Yeah, because yeah. The third one I thought you were going to bring was going to be like the Stevie Wonder can actually see or something like that. But that yeah, that was this the last one you brought was way better than that one.
Wait, Stevie Wonder can actually see?
Whoa. There's conspiracy theory that he can, yeah. Because they say during a concert one time he caught a microphone stand that was going to fall.
I mean, Daredevil does a lot of stuff, and he's blind. Not the Ben Affleck version. That one sucked. But the Charlie something. I don't remember his name. Charlie something, who played the new one.
Sorry, I didn't my leg. I don't know. I don't know.
So, yeah.
Solid, though.
Yeah. Loved it. Great job, Kyle Todd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you.
That was
you
fantastic.
Did it.
I did it.
Yay.
Back in the day, Kyle Todd and I used to do speech competitions, and we were actually in group improv together. So that was weird time in our lives.
It was like an improv class?
No,
like a
speech class? No, like it was like competition.
A competition?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we also
had
individuals, too.
Good. Yeah, we had a class in high school called speech where you just had to give speeches and stuff like that, or demonstrations. Boring. That's all it was.
It's called something in other states, right? Speech is called, I think it's like debate.
Yeah,
it depends on the state.
Well like our school had a debate team too. Like, I didn't do any of that, you know, but.
But I mean, it's not.
Like, we had regionals and state.
Yeah.
Where, like, there'd be. And there was all different types of categories. Like, we always did improv where they would just give you a situation and then you had to make a 2 to 3 minute sketch, basically,
beginning,
about it.
Beginning, a middle, and an end. And that's about it.
But cool. other things in speech were just, like, reading a dramatic, like, doing a dramatic ensemble or, and that's group. And they also had individual where it was just you, but... That's where we crafted these skills that we're displaying right now.
Yep. Man.
Yep.
If only I had those skills.
I think you have some skills. I mean, you're here.
I have the researchability skills.
You have you're like the fan favorite out of the two of us.
I'm definitely not. I'm definitely not. It's definitely you.
Yeah, right. All the YouTube comments are like, "Sleepy, oh my god." And it's like,
"Those are my kids." I'm sure those are my children.
He's like, "I'll give you $10. Go do it now."
Sleepy the best. Yes,
Sleepy
he is.
The best. But yes. So, just to recap here, we are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. WTConspiracy@gmail.com. We are on YouTube if you want to see our faces, to include Kyle Todd. Your face is out there.
Kyle Todd.
And. Everything I said at the beginning is true, because Kyle Todd and I used to also make a lot of movies together. Like, amateur. That all sounds like porn.
Yeah, not easy. It's the rocky road you're going down.
Just like, what are they called? Short skits. Films? Short films? Skits? You know, like, we used to do that all the time back in the day. That's why I said all the stuff in the beginning about you being a writer and a director and all that stuff.
Oh.
It's true. But, Yeah, so the three things Kyle Todd put up, those are great. Thank you very much again. And then next episode will be episode 14, and it's going to be about HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. If you know anything about
that'd be a good one.
Come on back, because the government is controlling the weather. I didn't mean to sound a lot like Alex Jones. Okay, Sleepy.
I thought my mom was here. Weird.
Hey, son, what's up? So, outro. Are you ready? Or do you want Kyle Todd to say the other part? Do you think he'll know it at all?
Yeah, let him do it. Yeah,
okay.
I've done a good job butchering
it. No.
Yeah,
no,
it's
good.
Okay. You got it,
he's
Kyle.
Good. He doesn't want to do it?
You got it. Okay, so if we didn't do a good job this time. That's it. How did you know?
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Thank you.
That's our new outro.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing every time. That's what I'm doing every time now.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous. All right. Thanks for listening and watching, everybody. We love you very much. And don't forget to give us 5 stars on whatever platform you're on, because that is very important to algorithms. Thanks again. Bye.
We love algorithms.
Let me itch it in my upper lip. Boom.